Our final presentation for this morning's block is on fintech. Joining us is Marilyn Barker and Courtney Hicks Dickey. Marilyn Barker is from Washington, D.C. She has over 25 years of experience in the banking and payments sectors. Marilyn has handled a number of legal and regulatory compliance matters for a broad spectrum of financial service companies, including global fintechs. She has handled matters including the establishment and implementation of BSA, AML, OFAC compliance programs, consumer protection-related disclosure requirements, privacy and data security, as well as abandoned property. And we also have Courtney, who is a chief legal officer at Zen Business here in Austin. She has 15 years of in-house experience advising venture-backed hypergrowth tech startups. As Chief Legal Officer, Courtney oversees regulatory compliance and risk management and works with the executive team to chart Zen Business's path to sustainable growth. It's my pleasure to introduce Marilyn Barker and Courtney Hicks Dickey on fintech.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have the pleasure of actually having my client with me on the panel, and we're talking about banking as a service, and her company recently actually is in the process of implementing banking as a service. So just want to start off with a definition, and please feel free to ask questions as we go through the presentation. All right. Just want to switch over to the first three definitions. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. We'll do that. How about that? Is that better? A little bit better? Okay. All right. And we'll just start off with the definitional section.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, guys. What I am not is a technologist. That'll become very apparent. I just wanted to start off with the definition. And basically, banking as a service is an end-to-end process that. Sorry. Yeah, it's an end-to-end process that a third party uses, usually typically a non-bank, and to connect to their own business infrastructure to a bank's system via APIs. And it allows the non-bank to partnership with banks and to offer banking services or other financial services directly to their own customers. In this partnership, the bank either sells its software or provides a license or limited agency contractually. And the bank also reconfigures the banking value chain by enabling new sources of growth. So this is one of the ways that everybody benefits in that the underlying entity, the partner, will be able to expand its customer offerings. And then the bank itself would also be able to generate new deposits, which are both beneficial to both entities. And it also facilitates disruptive yet creative disintermediation. And we've seen this happen really in, if you guys recall, how prepaid sort of came onto the scene, evolving from checks to prepaid. And so now digitally it's pretty much the same evolution that we're seeing. And banking as a service really is just the beginning of it. It's the tip of the iceberg because you can offer all types of financial services too as well in the same sort of business model. So I'm going to shift over to Courtney, and we can talk about how her company considered doing banking as a service, a little bit about what Zen Business does,
Sure.
And how they're going about the implementation process.
Yeah, absolutely. So ZenBusiness.com is an entity formed here in Austin, Texas. We are a startup. We're post-Series C. Our last raise was in October 2021 when we raised about $205 million. We offer business formation services, so that's the core of our product. So solopreneurs, small to medium-sized businesses, gig workers, when they want to create an entity, which is typically an LLC, they can do so through ZenBusiness.com. Other services that we offer are on the compliance track. So when you do have an entity formed, you have annual responsibilities to the state in which you formed it, and we will handle that for our clients. We are also a registered agent in 13 states, and so people use our services for that, as well as a virtual mailing address, and really anything that you need to kind of start a company in a box. And so when we started surveying our customers and asking, what else can we do? What else do you need to be successful as a small business? Banking continued to rise to the top of the list.